This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scary moment Saturday after the engine of a Boeing 777 failed shortly after takeoff from Denver International Airport, scattering pieces of debris across a half-mile residential area just outside of Denver, Colorado.
Departure United 328 Heavy, Mayday aircraft just experienced engine failure, need a turn immediately.
328 Heavy, left or right turn?
Left turn.
The plane was forced to land and no injuries were reported on the ground or among the flight's 241 passengers and crew. The focus is on a unique part of these engines called the hollow fan blade. United is the only U.S. carrier with this type of engine. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said late on Sunday that he had joined the Texas Air Guard, the Texas National Guard, and the U.S. military to distribute about 3.5 million bottles of water. Last week's winter storm caused widespread blackouts across Texas, causing water treatment plants to fail. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
An added feature on some Ford trucks may have saved the day in Texas during the recent slew of winter storms. USA Radio News' Val Dior reports.
It's not an advertisement, just a story about a truck that might have saved lives in Texas. Millions were without power and temps inside homes reached below freezing. That's when Randy Jones of Katy, Texas, near Houston, remembered his new Ford F-150 hybrid has a generator that can produce up to 7.2 kilowatts of power, according to Ford. The generator is powered by both the battery and the engine, and the owner ran extension cords from the pickup to their kitchen to power a few lights, a toaster oven, and a space heater. According to several on a Ford forum, it saved the day, and the setup proved to be much quieter than the neighbor's traditional portable generator. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
President Biden's massive $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill could be voted on this week. It contains 591 pages of legislation. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A Dubai princess went on social media claiming her family is holding her prisoner. Now the United Nations has stepped in. USA Radio News' Wendy King has more.
The United Nations is asking for proof that the daughter of the ruler of Dubai is alive and safe, less than a week after she posted a video saying she was being held hostage by her family. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said her office reached out to the family and asked for proof of life for Sheikha Latifa bint Mohammed Al Maktoum. The United Arab Emirates Embassy in London released a statement saying that Sheikha Latifa was under the care of her family and medical professionals at her home. On Tuesday, the BBC released a video where she said, "I'm a hostage. This villa is converted into a jail. I'm by myself, no access to medical help, no trial, no charge, nothing." In the videos, she said she fought against the soldiers who tranquilized her, then took her on a private jet to Dubai. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The BBC reported the princess was captured by commandos on a boat in the Indian Ocean. Christopher Bell outduels Joey Logano on closing laps after a day of chaos on the Daytona road course for the NASCAR Cup Series.
It's going to be a fantastic year. Many more after that, man. Proud to tears, man. Proud scared. No burnouts, I hate to tell you. We got to save that motor. No burnouts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bright.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there for you, including, the assemblage of all these interviews of great guests that we've had. Today's guests are all right there, or they will be after the show is completed, there for download. Yeah, you can share them with your friends, your neighbors, get the word out there. And, the idea of this show is that, we want you to be all the smarter as a result of these experts that we bring on. These are people that have been in ministry, or their experience exceeds 25, 30 years of experience. So I believe that's of great value, such as the case is our next guest, Dr. Michael Brown, who's the founder and president of Ask Dr. Brown Ministries and the president of Fire School of Ministry. He has written now more than 40 books and counting. He's the host of his own nationally syndicated daily show. Hey, Michael, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Great, great. Always good to be with you, Bill.
Well, you wrote in your latest commentary, I do want to talk about your book, Revolution, because I think it's so appropriate right now. But before we do, I wanted to address your column that goes head-to-head with this cancel culture. I mean, to me, it's not very creative just to invalidate somebody. We've seen this, you and I talked about this several years ago, the encroachment and how this was progressing, this invalidation nature and how dangerous that was. And, it is, it's got a just about as complete a chokehold as it can possibly have. You know, we don't have access, equal access to social media these days. YouTube video, if you say the wrong thing or if you're even asking questions, then suddenly you're invalidated and you're canceled from the use of, said operation. This is a dangerous time in which we live in right now.
It really is, and it's something that in certain ways is unprecedented in our culture to be so widespread and people so fearful of saying things from a wide range of positions that are going to be canceled. I mean, it's not just Christian conservatives who are drawing attention to this. You've got liberals. I'm thinking of a liberal lesbian from San Francisco that left the New York Times and said the culture there was extraordinary, talking about cancel culture. You've got it coming from all different angles. But in 2004, I began to say, speaking of gay activists, that those who came out of the closet wanted to put us in the closet. And I was ridiculed and mocked. I'd be on interviews with secular radio or TV. I'd be mocked over saying this. And then some years went by, and they began to say, bigots like you belong in the closet. And now it's not just coming from one side of say, gay activism, but just the left in general. If you cross a certain line, if you say something that's unacceptable, it's not just your position is rejected, but you are canceled. If Donald Trump, the most powerful man on the planet, could be banned for life from various social media platforms, what do you think is going to happen to somebody else that crosses a perceived line in the culture? And you have people that they don't want to speak up because they don't want to lose their career. They don't want to lose their contract. They don't want to be blackballed. But it's basically like what happens in China. You know, we use the verb disappear normally passively, to disappear. But it's used actively. You disappear someone. What happens? They're gone. There's no word of them. There's no trace of them. They were disappeared. And that's what the cancel culture is doing increasingly to a wider and wider range of people.
Yeah, you're reduced to less than. If you're reduced to less than, then it doesn't matter. It's not good enough that you disappeared, but you're still of value to the collective. And so what we're going to do is harvest your organs, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to wonder how far the whole thing goes. But
well, that's what they're doing now. I mean, look at what's going on with the Uyghurs. I mean, we've been in touch constantly with the prime minister in exile for East Turkestan, and these are the reports that he tells us is going on. You know, it's disgusting, and of course, you know, we're just right now eyes are on communist China and the mainstream media and you know, acolytes in our own country are trying to put blindfolds over us so that we cannot see the obvious. But communist China is just one area. You know, what else is happening in these other communist-controlled countries?
Yeah, well, when you think of the suppression and the oppression that's been there, you know, it's overt, it's undisguised. It'll be disguised to the outside world, but within those countries, you can form or else. Well, we think we're not like that. We're a democratic republic in America. We have First Amendment. We are people of freedom of speech. Well, that's increasingly coming under attack here in America. No, so we're not being herded up in prisons or concentration camps or having our organs harvested. Some of these atrocities happening in countries like China that you mentioned. We don't have the oppression on the level of North Korea. But we are quickly becoming a country where you cannot speak your mind for fear of consequences. And I don't mean do something crazy and say something crazy that's going to incite all kinds of violence. I'm talking about just holding to basic views, basic values. Here.
Just having a normal conversation like you and I are right now. But we say, you know, at least we're not. But yet when you see what Planned Parenthood has done in terms of harvesting organs and baby parts and things like that, we're already there, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, and what happens if you try to expose it like David Dillard did?
Yeah.
You go to jail.
He goes to jail, and they're off scot-free for breaking the law.
And who is one of his fiercest prosecutors but Kamala Harris?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
that's a whole other subject there. But look, the extreme things are happening. I don't want to sound like Chicken Little saying the sky is falling when it's not, but it's really a dangerous moment in our culture. There's a gentleman named Dr. Joseph Nicolosi, passed away a few years ago. But he was a pioneer in counseling gay men with unwanted same-sex attraction. So he was a highly respected professional, and he had a counseling center. So you'd come and sit and talk with him and try to get to the root of your same-sex attraction, et cetera. So he's an academic. I got to meet him once at a conference and interact with him, and Catholic background. But he helped men with unwanted same-sex attraction. Get to the root of it, try to resolve some of it, maybe develop heterosexual attractions. I said, well, a couple of years ago, Amazon banned all of his books. Banned.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Yes.
Why? Because he said change is possible. Ryan Anderson, PhD, highly respected academic, has a book, When Harry Became Sally, talking about transgender identity, a good-selling book for years now. Amazon just banned that. You cannot talk about this. And there are more and more subjects like that on social media.
And Michael, meanwhile, let me interrupt you for just a second. Meanwhile, there are men, you know, committing suicide because of this conflict. But they've been given no hope. They've only been told, hey, this is what you have to believe. And, you know, gentlemen like that you just mentioned, you know, and others who are thinking of the person and wanting to help them resolve a conflict in their life, they're negated. And I guess it's okay for people to commit suicide.
Yeah, well, here you are offering a lifeline, but it's not politically correct. So your lifeline gets canceled.
Well, this is what we've come down to. You know, I keep quoting Jordan Peterson. You know, we can be so ideologically fixed that we end up rendering ourselves stupid. And dare I say, with the canceling of, you know, what's becoming, you know, 40-50% of America and the invalidation of said people group, at what expense? What are we going to miss out? What aptly spoken word? What missing puzzle piece to our lives are we going to miss out because we're no longer going to hear from that person because they're canceled? We've got more from Dr. Michael Brown after this. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, and we're doing everything we can to keep it that way. Hey, good to have you here. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Michael Brown, president of Ask Dr. Brown Ministries and president of Fire School of Ministry. Michael, the reaction, as you write in your commentary, was as sweeping as it was swift. In a moment of time, TV and movie star Gina Carano was fired by Disney from her role on The Mandalorian and dropped dropped by her talent agency. This is how swift it can happen in a matter of hours anymore, right?
Right, and it's specifically because of her conservative views, and she was quite aware of it. In fact, she did an interview on the Ben Shapiro show, and they've got a new media network, and they're going to work with her to produce a movie. So it's basically the way you push back against cancel culture is you shout louder. But she said she knows other examples that are absolutely shocking, but she can't talk about them because they would endanger the people who've basically made a compromise deal. And you know what Jesus said? If you save your life, you lose it. If you lose your life for my sake and the gospel, you find it. And as long as we conceal our real convictions to keep a career, we conceal the things that are important to us to appease a negative culture, it's not going to work. You lose some of yourself when you do that. And what we have to do is determine what hills we're going to die on, what things are most important to us, what things are life and death issues. It's like, hey, there are plenty of things as a human being I'll compromise on, little things for team and for to keep people happy. But when it comes to convictional issues, I'd rather die than compromise my convictions. And, you know, Jordan Peterson, whom you mentioned right before the break, here he is, little-known professor in Canada, psychology press professor at a university there, has written a technical book. If you mention his name, nobody knows his name. And then Canada passes a law countrywide that you must use transgender terminology according to a person's choice. Peterson is an expert on communism and oppressive tactics and things like that. And he says no one's going to put enforced speech. I mean, I'll be civil to other people, but no one's going to put enforced speech rules on me. Suddenly, he becomes an international celebrity. The thing that was meant to cancel him out, his own university said, we won't stand with you. If there are legal cases that come against you for your speech, we will not stand with you. And he said, well, put me in jail. I'll go on a hunger strike. You're not going to get me to conform. Next thing, he has an international voice. So it's a really interesting principle that when we say with love and respect, sorry, but I will not conform to your draconian laws. Yeah, it may bring some hardship and difficulty, but in the end, it can actually cause our voice to be even louder.
Well, and this is why more than ever, you know, and you write about it in your book, Revolution, An Urgent Call to a Holy Uprising, is that you have to, and I've been saying this with the audience, we have to re-engage first principles, Michael. We have to know, like you said, you got to know what hill you're willing to die on. And you really have to think of it in those terms. You think, oh, well, you know, I'll think about it later. No, because you don't know in the next 60 seconds, that could be the very hill and moment in time. I've said also to our audience that In the spectrum of life, there are key moments and key choices that must be made. And it seems that we're coming to that convergence right now. We're at that serious crossroad where there are some serious choices and serious challenges that are coming upon us. And how that will dictate our future and our destiny, your decision will determine that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And in the Revolution book, it really is talking about following the world-changing principles of Jesus. So it's not marching down the street with guns and knives and threatening our neighbors, but following the radical principles of Jesus. And here, the world crucifies him, God resurrects him, and now more than 2 billion people around the world recognize him as Lord. But things don't always go according to worldly strategy or according to a marketing plan. You know, God has bigger and better plans. But what we have to do is determine whether it's a mom, homeschooling mom talking to her neighbors, whether it's an eighth grade kid in school, whether it's someone in the business place, whoever it is, wherever you find yourself, a pastor with a flock that's putting you under certain pressure, you have to determine, I'm going to do what's right regardless of cost or consequence. Because when I don't, then part of me dies. That's the whole thing. If you save your life, you lose it. When I now have to compromise to get ahead, I'm no longer who I really am. I lose my integrity. And if you determine, hey, this may be an unpopular view, but I have to stand. We remember the name of Rosa Parks because here she is, minding her own business, a working black woman in the South. She's told to surrender her seat to a white person. She refuses to do it, and that helps spark the modern civil rights movement that shakes America. Sometimes that's all it takes. Sorry, I'm not being rude or nasty, but I must be true to my convictions. It may cost in the short term, but in the long term, that's how we make societal progress. That's how we advance the gospel, and that's how we preserve our own integrity.
Well, Michael, you know, you talk about dying, you know, dying to self, and also the Bible explains the dynamic that in order for the multiplication factor to kick in, it is that dying process. That's what Jesus did. His death ignited a revolution that goes to this day. And, you know, millions of people continue to come to the cross to realizing that that Jesus is the singular solution to their problem.
Right, and what often happens is that we put the emphasis on the immediate temporal benefit instead of the long-term fruit. So it could be something as small as in the workplace. You hold to your convictions, you stand up for what's right, you pay some penalty for it, but somebody working with you says, you know, I really saw something in you. I realized that you really believe in this and that you're willing to suffer for this. They end up coming to faith. It could be you end up being the president of your own company because people see, hey, here's someone willing to stand. But the bottom line is that if we just bow down to the spirit of the age, whatever the latest thing is, while other people are doing this, I better do it to fit in, we lose some of ourself. And that's one of the great lessons. I tell story after story in the Revolution book. It's the same principle. When you stand up for what's right, when you speak what's right, when you speak the truth, when you say, okay, this may cost me for the moment, but I've got to be true to my own heart and I've got to be true to God. When you do that, God's blessing will be upon you. Here, some of the most read letters in world history, probably the most read, are the letters of Paul the Apostle. And some of them he wrote from prison. John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, which was a best-selling English book for several centuries, he wrote much of that in prison. And he was in prison because he refused to conform to the spirit of the age and to an oppressive church system that says you have to do it our way, you have to conform to our way, and their way was not God's way. He said, sorry, I have to be true to the Bible. He goes to prison for it, spends the better part of 12 years in prison, is imprisoned again, but then writes books that change the world. So
exactly.
Who are we going to be? Are we going to be the ones that cower and bow down? I don't want to lose it. I don't want to be rejected. Well, we're going to realize better to be accepted by God and rejected by men than accepted by men and rejected by God.
Exactly. It's the battle that has been going on from day one, and that's the battle between that which is temporal and the eternal. And in this Lenten season that we're in, this is a time for us to reconnect and re-engage the compasses of our eternity. If we ignore those, we're going to be on the wrong road, and we're going to be even more frustrated because we're going to know in our heart of hearts, Dr. Michael Brown, that we're not being true to ourselves and to the higher calling that God has put upon all of us.
Yeah, and even on a simple pragmatic level, a quote attributed to Winston Churchill, that appeasement is like feeding a crocodile and hoping it eats you last. That
yes,
every
exactly.
day we surrender more of ourselves, we surrender more of our rights, more of our freedoms. You know, it's the old Martin Niemöller poem, the first they came for the
yes,
Jews, and I didn't
exactly.
speak up because I wasn't a Jew. When the censors on YouTube came for InfoWars, Alex Jones, I'm not a fan of either. But I said, hey, I got to stand up because next time it's going to be this one, then this one, then this one, then me. So
yeah, here we
if
are.
We don't stand up for our freedoms today, we're going to lose them tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of explaining to do to our kids and our grandkids. And then most importantly, as you say, before God, we're going to give account to him. We're going to stand before him one day. I would rather be hated by people and loved by God than rejected by God and loved by people. And if we get our priorities straight, then the blessing of God will be on us. You know, it's just like once you die, no one can kill you.
When exactly.
You say, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
That's it.
Nobody can hurt
Michael
me.
Brown. Thank you, Michael.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-9000. Number one hit, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scary moment Saturday after the engine of a Boeing 777 failed shortly after takeoff from Denver International Airport, scattering pieces of debris across a half-mile residential area just outside of Denver, Colorado.
Denver departure, United 328 Heavy, Mayday aircraft just experienced an engine failure, need a turn immediately.
Left or right turn?
Left turn.
The plane was forced to land and no injuries were reported on the ground or among the flight's 241 passengers and crew. The focus is on a unique part of these engines called the hollow fan blade. United is the only U.S. carrier with this type of engine. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said late on Sunday that he had joined the Texas Air Guard, the Texas National Guard, and the U.S. military to distribute about 3.5 million bottles of water. Last week's winter storm caused widespread blackouts across Texas, causing water treatment plants to fail. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Well, I guess the question is, are you in to save this country? Even though we've been talking about some temporal things, and we know that in the long haul, there are better things yet ahead. But for right now, you know, what kind of country are we going to turn over to the next generation? I guess that's the question. Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a fun interview here. I've been looking forward to this. Beth Kobliner is with her, with us, and she is, she is talking about her parents' last project. I mean, this is quite a legacy. If I might say, Beth, you know, you as the daughter, but for them, I mean, you can tell in going through this book, I mean, this is like, you know, some people have asked sometimes, like a project, how long does it take? Well, you know, maybe it was 3 years in a lifetime. And you sense there's a lifetime of work in this book, so to speak.
Yes, that's exactly right, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I mean, So to Speak is the name of the book. So to speak, 11,000 expressions that'll knock your socks off. And it was written by my parents, Harold and Shirley Kobliner. And it basically came about, they were reading to their grandson's class, my son's class in kindergarten. And they, my mom put down the book and said, hey, you kids are squirming. It looks like you have ants in your pants. And the kids were like, ants in your pants? What does that mean? And then my dad started running down other insect expressions like social butterfly, stung as a bug in a rug, don't let the bed bug bite. And my parents said to each other, you know, this would be a great book. So they spent 13 years and wrote this book, So to Speak, which is the largest expression book of its kind. with 11,000 expressions. They didn't use Google to find any expressions. They just did it through what they call the art of conversation. They talked to their friends, each other. They heard it on TV, radio, any place in everyday life. They would hear an expression. They would write it down. And they didn't
were there like post-it notes? I'm envisioning post-it notes all over the place with your mom and dad coming. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, there's a post-it note there by the headboard or the nightstand and something, you know, stirred him in the middle of the night, said, how about this, right?
Exactly. My father always carried a pad with him, so he would jot it down. But they would also, this is kind of funny, they were both born in 1929, and they were very, you know, careful with money. And so when you ever get a shirt, I don't know if you've ever gotten a shirt, like, dry cleaned and you get it folded, it comes back with some cardboard in it. Well, my mom saved all those cardboard, because why would you throw away beautiful scrap paper? It's nice.
Right.
Dirty cardboard. So they started by writing them on cardboard. So I have hundreds of cardboards that my dad would write it down, cross it out, circle it in red. In fact, I have photos of those in the book. And they would do that until finally it became so unwieldy that they had to switch to legal pads. And then eventually they, you know, we finally set them up on a computer and they did a spreadsheet. But they wrote us 11,000 expressions and they categorized each one, you know, very carefully. And they figured out they ended up with 67 different categories from body to weather, you know, categorizing all these expressions. And in one category, for example, body, there's 1,000 expressions. So left brain, white brain, brainwash, brain drain, you know, everything from head over heels, eye for an eye, to pull your leg. It goes on and on and on. And that lends itself to a lot of fun games. So in the book, they have over 24 games that you could play. Do you want to try one quickly?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. All right. Is this real or fake, this expression? It's darkest beneath the lighthouse, real or fake?
Darkest, well, I'd say fake.
It's real. That's
real.
An expression that in a lighthouse, it throws off light into the water, but right next to the structure itself, it's dark. Okay, next one.
Okay, I thought they were going to come in. It was darkest before the dawn. I thought you were going to give
that's
me.
That's another
okay, go ahead.
One. Yes.
Yes, all right.
Blurry,
okay.
Blurry as powder in water, real or fake?
Wow, these are really good. This really gets your brain thinking. Blurry as powder in water. Yeah, I would say that's real.
It's fake. All right,
fake.
One
here
more.
We go. Okay.
One more.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, for two here.
Dog. A yellow dog contract. Is that is that real or fake? A yellow dog contract.
A yellow dog. Gosh, I'm not familiar with that term at all. I'm familiar with most of these. It's just this is just a guess. I will say it's real. I'll say it's
you're
real.
Right. Okay, you got one.
That's one out of three. Oh, thank
you. Yeah,
God.
One out
okay.
of three. And in the book, a yellow dog contract, by the way, is when an employer wants to hire someone, they say, okay, I'll hire you, but you have to promise you won't join a union. So those are illegal now. But anyway, we also have real or fake origin stories, where the stories, certain stories come from. Also, Mrs. Malaprop, like, is it home in or hone in? To home in on something or hone in on something?
I thought it was hone in. Is it not hone in?
It's home in. I know.
Home in.
I thought so
like
too.
H-O-M-E? Yeah, really.
All right, last one. Well, dog eat dog or dog eat dog?
Dog eat dog.
Dog eat dog, correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there are lots of
pressure's
lots
on.
Games. Yeah. No, you did fine. You did fine. And it's a lot of fun because it really sparks intergenerational conversation. And right now people are kind of stuck at home in many cases and want something to do, and it's something you can do without the internet. You could just have conversation and talk about where expressions are from. And, you know, young people say, you know, older people say to dish the dirt, if you're talking about gossip. Young people say to spill the tea, or I'll call my husband my sweetheart, but my daughter will call her boyfriend her bae. You know, expressions have changed over time, which is interesting.
Well, and it goes back, Beth, to, you know, words matter, right? And the other thing that happens is, as time moves on, just like, you know, hone in or home in, you know, it's just like, okay, what are you hearing? And, you know, right? And how that is perceived, and that's how we have a little bit of confusion between homing in and honing in.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Over time, people have been more and more been saying Honan with the N, and then that becomes the way everybody speaks. One of my favorite stories is my parents had it, you know, sometimes there'll be an expression that you think is a real expression, but it's just a family one. For example, my parents had a friend who would always use her mother's old Irish expression, as fast as O'Grady's dog. And then she went to Ireland years later, and she met her mother's neighbor, and she said, that's where your mother lived, and that's where the O'Grady's lived. Oh, and they had this crazy dog who was so frisky, who would always run out of the house. And at that moment, my friend realized, oh, as fast as O'Grady's dog was a neighborhood expression. They would just be talking about the O'Grady's dog. It wasn't like... And that, but she came back to New York, and she told her friends, and her friends told friends, so everybody started using, oh, fast as O'Grady's dog. So it's interesting to think of where expressions come from and how they get started.
Yes, and O'Grady's dog now has become a legacy. Just it's infamous now.
Yes.
Dead and gone, but still fast.
Yes, exactly. That's really true. And it's interesting, you know. My parents looked at all these expressions they collected over 13 years, and they were married, happily married, for 65 years, I should add.
Wow.
But they found a lot of the expressions about men were positive, like Dapper Dan, Good Time Charlie, Jolly Roger. But women, they're more negative, like Debbie Downer, Nervous Nellie, Lazy Susan. So it's interesting to see where language has come from and how it's developed.
And how it's changed. I mean, now you get more negative terms for the male figure and more uplifting terms for women, right?
Maybe that's happening. Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, it reflects what happens. There are also more negative expressions in general, like ones about hell or the devil than there are. There are three times as many of those than there are about positive, like angel and heaven. So maybe it's that we come up with expressions to explain things that are disturbing to us or upsetting to us. But I think the real thing about the book is it does spark conversation and a lot of fun gameplay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, look, you can have this this book in your back pocket to the next cocktail party you go to, and you don't even have to put a lampshade on your head. I mean, you're going to be this... You're going to be, you know, the center of the whole party with all
the... Life
this
of the
is,
party, which is an expression.
This is, yeah, life of the party. That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, thank you for chiming in, because I needed that, because it had escaped me for just a few seconds. Look, we're talking with Beth Koblenzer. Her parents have left us a real jewel here for lots of good reasons. And we'll get into more, so to speak, 11,000 expressions that it's going to knock your socks off, guaranteed. Beth, stay with us. We've got more with you after this. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. and we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Act 14 before the top of the hour. Beth Koblenzer continues with us. We're talking about her parents' project. A wonderful book, so to speak, 11,000 Expressions, that's going to knock your socks off. Shirley Koblenzer and Dr. Harold Koblenzer. Beth was telling me that her father was the stand-up man, and the mother was the Lucille Ball, kind of the comedian of the family.
Right.
And a good balance there, and married, what, you said 63 years, huh?
Happily for 65
wow.
years. Wow. Really
What was their secret?
They always said that they thought of the other person before themselves.
Wow.
That my mother would think of her, you know, my father before she'd think of herself and vice versa. And also, my mom had a visual problem, and my dad, as he got older, he passed away in May, like I said, sadly. Mm-hmm. But he was 90 yeah. years old, and he had a little bit of a hearing problem. So she would be his ears and he would be her eyes. And they were always together and they were always like supportive of each other. So they had a wonderful marriage and they found this fun, you know? They would collect expressions and everywhere they go and everyone would give them. And even when their world got much smaller, and they couldn't go out as much, they still had, you know, people, even the nurse who was taking care of my mom when she had Parkinson's, the nurse would, you know, participate in expressions and they'd get a whole group of people to come over and debate them and where should this one go and where, what category should that expression. So they always had a very keen interest in this topic and in words and teaching, and that involved their children, me and my brothers, and their grandchildren. Because, you know, my dad at one point, once they got to 8,000 expressions, he said, all right, I'm going to give you guys, his grandchildren, $1 for each new expression you come up with. He was worried he wouldn't get to 10,000. But then after a few weeks, he's like, this is getting way too expensive. I'm going broke. Forget it. But then we were all addicted. We all loved it. Yeah. You know, we would stay up and come up with expressions. And so it definitely is a way, I think, that kept their minds incredibly sharp, even when their bodies were getting older.
Mm-hmm. What is it about you know, words like this that's so engaging that attracts people? Is it that it's not necessarily combative or I don't know, but there's entertaining element to all this.
Yes, I've been thinking about this a lot, you know, because my parents suggested, oh, we're doing this book, we're like, okay, whatever, you know, sort of whatever you want, you know, mom and dad. But then it became addictive, all of us, my generation, my brothers, our children. And I think it's a couple of things. I think it's that we have spent so much time on screens and on our phones and on the internet. And I think people are kind of sick of it, honestly. I think that it's fun just sometimes to use conversation and words. And for people, I'd say 40 years and over, everyone I know is saying, I read it through and it brings back such memories. Like I remember, you know, my mom would say, don't burn the candle at both ends. Or, you know, people are telling different stories. It's almost like people talk about smells. You could smell something and think back to your past. Well, you can hear an expression and think back to, oh, I remember, you know, hearing that. One guy was funny. He said, my father used to say I was dumb as an ox, and it kind of brings back memories. It's funny, you know, whatever it is. Now, I have one more game, if you're willing to jump in for a minute.
Okay, but before we do, just a little bit about your background, because I want our audience to appreciate your commentator, journalist, obviously very articulate, and a great representative for your mom and dad on this book. Author yourself, New York Times bestseller, Get a Financial Life, personal finance in your 20s and 30s, as well as Make Your Kid a Money Genius, Even If You're Not. Beth has been very involved. I mean, she is the child of her parents. They definitely, their education and their, you know, teaching, you know, acumen and desire has definitely rubbed off on you. Real quick, though, speaking of the grandkids, I always like to read dedications. Mm-hmm. And your parents wrote, we dedicate this book to our darling grandchildren, Rebecca, Adam, Benjamin, Joshua, Sarah, and Jacob. Make sure we got a shout out for them all. Who are more fun than a barrel of monkeys, of course, but also know that sometimes it's necessary to do what you have to do, not what you want to do. From generation to generation, we hope this book continues to spark your love of language, your appreciation for the art of conversation, your zest for lifelong learning. We also know it'll remind you of all the fun times we had coming up with these expressions together, which we touched on. Love, Grandma Shirley and Grandpa Harold. And to our children and children-in-law who have made us proud, we think you're all the cat's meow. That's precious. That is way,
nice?
Way. I mean, this is like a piece of their heart, right?
Yeah,
here.
It really is. It really is. They were so. They're both educators. My dad was very poor. He was born in 1929. His parents had a fourth grade education from like Lithuania. His mother and his father from Russia, and they. He was so determined to learn things. He read, when he was about 23 years old, he read the entire dictionary because he wanted to feel like he was educated and he wanted to be a good teacher. And he became a teacher, then a principal, and he fought for people who were underserved. Like when he was in the army, he came up with a program to get, army people, enlisted men, to, get high school degrees. And because there was a time at which in the 1950s they were going to get thrown out of the army if they didn't have a high school degree. But he came up with a program for the whole, for New York State Army, and they made a parade for him. He had a parade. And the New York Post wrote an article, Bronx Boy Makes Good. So he really, he made a difference in his life for children with special needs. He insisted that they get art and music in their classrooms. I mean, he really was a scholar and a wonderful father.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a blessing to have parents like your mom and dad. Okay. All right. Game time. Dun, 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 dun. All right. What do you want to
do? No more procrastinating. You ready? Okay.
Okay.
We're going to play the origin game. This is origin. You tell me whether which origin is correct. So, for example, the term cold feet, to get cold feet. Mm-hmm. Does it come from, one, frostbite of the feet was such a common problem in the 19th century England that mothers would warn against getting cold feet as their children got ready to go to school. Or two, a military term that refers to warriors with cold feet not being able to rush into battle.
I thought was my first marriage. But no, we'll go. Let's do military.
You're correct. Yeah. Correct, yeah. And yes. It makes sense, right? When you're like, they literally have cold feet and they don't want to go out. Okay, here's number two. This one's a little tricky.
Well, that's funny that it goes from military to marriage. What? There must be something there just
there
to coordinate the two. Well, unlike your parents who never fought. They're, you know, happily married for 63 years.
They fought. Yeah. I think a good marriage, you have to argue, but they were always, you know, they put the other one first, I think, and they said that was the sort of trick. Okay, crocodile tears.
Okay.
It was believed that crocodiles weep when devouring their prey, which has since been proven to be true by scientists. Or two, similar to snake oil, crocodile tears were sold as a health tonic by 19th century peddlers.
Well, that's a good one. Sounds like a bit of fake news there with crocodiles. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's some sort of reaction, you know, trying to swallow down their victim or something that jettisoned their tear ducts. All right, even though it sounds like fake news, I'll go with the first one.
Good logic.
Ooh.
There. Yeah, that's exactly
right.
That crocodiles actually, when they eat their prey, something happens that tears come out of their eyes. Mm-hmm. So that's where it came from. Okay, last one. You're two for two. All right, this is the last one. Honeymoon period. Speaking of marriage.
It didn't happen in politics, so that's okay.
That's right. I know. Here we go. In the 5th century, newlyweds drank mead, a spirit made from honey, during their first moon. Just during their first month of marriage, one moon cycle, to grant them fertility and good luck. Or two, Shakespeare originated the phrase honeymoon in the comedy Much Ado About Nothing, referring to the good omen of a full moon on the night of a wedding.
Shakespeare.
No, it's the first one.
I like Shakespeare.
I know. So
mead. So now we have to drink mead now. Mead's the source of all. That's it, huh?
Oh, yeah. You heard of mead. I never even heard of it. Yeah, it's a spirit with honey, and that's the origin of honeymoon. So, it, you know, you could go on and on. And actually, we have a website, sotospeakbook.com, and there are tons of more online games, real or fake one, but also Miss Malaprop, which is right, which way is wrong, which term, hone in, that kind of thing, and many others. Also, the book has, as you see, it has hundreds of illustrations. These are vintage illustrations that were actually free because it was in the public domain of the British.
Oh, it was. It wasn't that your parents had hired somebody to do that. They just picked it up off of.
Well,
they appreciated art and all this other stuff, so that makes sense, right?
And it's a lot of fun because you see some people look at the pictures and they're visual learners, you know, on the cover. And my dad was very insistent on that. First, they put like an elephant on the cover. My dad's like, no, it has to be an elephant in a room for elephant in the room. Or all the expressions on the cover are guessable, which makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Like, a feather in your cap.
Exactly.
And an early bird with a worm, chomping on a little worm there, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Eye for an eye, good stuff.
Yep.
Get a piece of the pie.
Exactly.
Wow, good fun. Beth, you're a blessing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
And your parents.
Your
parents are just awesome. And again, remind everybody how, you know, the website they can go to. This is a fun book. I'm not kidding you. But be careful because if you have people over and you allow one person to hold on to it, you know, they will control. They'll be the center of attention, will they not?
It's fun, but there are lots of games you can play with the book, so it's really fun. Thank you. You really get it, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Beth Koblenzer. Appreciate
it.
You take care. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the keyword test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.